you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for your ear holes 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the coolest place in the whole freaking universe, crabdiving.com. However you receive us, and with whatever, we go great with a Chardonnay. We appreciate the hell out of you listening to us. Going to be here the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. We just returned from the Winn-Dixie here in Gulf Breeze.
From the Winn-Dixie.
We picked out a turkey. The turkey is thawing.
Right, we strangled. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of those...
Shoot your own turkey?
It's a petting zoo slash pick your own dinner place.
Oh, yeah. You know what it's
so
like?
So the kids can feed it. They get some quarters, and they feed the turkey, and then dad comes around and wrings its neck.
You should pitch that Merry idea Christmas. On Shark Tank. I think that's hilarious.
Thanks. All the best.
It sounds like that goddamn charity that Eric Trump and that other freaky son of Trump they're up to, where you can donate to their environmental fund, and then you can spend a weekend with them killing shit in Africa.
Well, awesome. They're auctioning themselves off or something.
Oh, yes. But I mean, how the hell do you donate to charity, and then what you, as a perk for making a donation, you get to kill animals? Well, for a charity that benefits the environment, supposedly.
I don't know if you're going to Africa. They said hunting and fishing. Okay. I don't know if it's an exact... They're going to go back.
Right.
They might not do much of that anymore after...
But you donate.
Well, who knows? They don't have any shame. What am I saying?
It's a donation for a few $100,000, I think. I want to go to Africa and kill big animals, I think, if I pay that much. Don't you?
Yeah, but you're actually paying to hang with Donnie and Eric.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. How stupid.
And their wisdom and greatness. Don't forget... Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you be listening live at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
Tweet us.
You can also hurl us a message over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out and swear and cuss and pick on right-wing trolls and shit.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me.
There you go.
Africa.
Took me a second, but I got it.
Give it up for Toto, everybody.
Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us and others. Lots going on in the world. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Could you be mine?
If you're white, you can be my neighbor, okay?
Right. Yeah. Anyway, here, let's see what's going on. Over in the headlines, which I need to find the drop. That's why I'm kind of fucking up here, ladies and gentlemen.
It sounds here like it glass breaking. I could just break a glass.
There we go.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. And Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, December 20th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It fades.
Huffington Post. It's a photograph, two photographs side by side. One of FBI Director James Comey.
Oh, yes.
And the second picture is, frankly, for the HuffPo.
Right.
It's a pretty unflattering photo of Madam Secretary.
What? God damn it.
It's almost as if they asked Drudge to guest choose the photographs over at the HuffPo.
That's got to be the worst when Hillary wakes up in the morning. Do you think there's someone who is charged with showing her all the horrible pictures people have decided to use?
No,
and stories about her?
I think she has a... Well, yeah, probably. I mean...
Oh, God, that's the worst job on her campaign.
The smart person wants to know that shit's coming, right? So you wouldn't want to be insulated from that, because do you want somebody bringing it up?
No, yeah.
At a press conference? How do you feel about that picture with you with that booger hanging out of your nose? What?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is how everything must go at her offices. They ran a story about you saying so and so. What picture do they use?
Right.
Every time. Show me the picture.
Well, you know Trump does that one. They didn't use that one with my two chins, did they? You know, I mean, I don't have two chins. It makes it look like I have two chins.
You wouldn't have to tell him, though. I bet he's on top of everything
shit, yeah.
about him and every picture of his ass on the New York Times. Oh, God damn it.
Well, his Twitter feed. He's sitting there going through it every night.
Right.
Picture Comey, picture of Madam Secretary Hillary Rodham Clinton. And the headline says, "Disgrace. Experts appalled by Comey's October surprise." The warrant connected to, you know, that letter that he sent out.
Yes.
Comey sent, saying, "Hey, we're going to take a look at these emails," which, of course, everyone on the right seized as, "Lock her up." Obviously, it's proof that Shay's guilty.
Fuck you.
They, now they've released the actual warrant for the FBI search.
Yes.
Which the Clinton campaign thinks had a pretty significant impact.
Oh, yeah. You think?
And they're saying that legal experts who are looking at this warrant think the warrant should have never even been granted, that it was bullshit.
Oh, really?
FBI Director James Comey shook up the presidential race 11 days before the election.
Was that on purpose?
By telling Congress that the FBI discovered new evidence that in the previously closed investigation on the Clinton emails.
Fuck you.
And at that time, she was ahead bigly.
Oh, yes.
In the polls, even biglier. It probably would have been enough. I think even 538 blog over there, Nate Silver.
Oh, yes. Effete.
Said that had the election been held the day before the email or the letter from Comey came out, he has no doubt that Hillary would have won.
God, are we that stupid? Are there people that stupid in this country?
Yes.
Huh. God, if you hang out with friends and you know people in your life that are this stupid, it's kind of you, and you know it's your responsibility. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to take them aside and say,
"Don't vote."
you're incredibly stupid. If you're going to vote,
but it doesn't work.
Tell them how to vote, and then make them promise.
How do you reason with someone who can't reason?
I don't know.
You have to pay them.
You have to pay them.
We'll give you $10 to vote for Clinton.
That's a good. What's wrong with that? That is a great idea.
Well, they frown on that.
Oh God,
that used to go on. The easier, we'll beat the shit out of you if you don't vote for Clinton. That's the stuff that went on too.
We got to.
That's what'll go on next election.
Oh yeah,
from the Trump campaign.
No. Next election has to be different. Starting today. I it's a call to action, not like that anti-Semitic call to action in fucking Montana with all you wacko white supremacist Nazi loons. This is a serious call to action. Find your friends that are stupid and tell them how to vote next time. Meet me at the barricade!
Yeah. Spoiler alert, it didn't go real well in the whole Les Mis thing.
No, it didn't.
Miserables. That's all you got to know about that show. It was Miserables.
Les Happy. It's a lot shorter of a musical.
Right. Yeah. So when Comey made that announcement, they did not yet have a search warrant.
Oh, my
so
God.
They didn't have the search warrant. And let's not forget to whom the laptop with these newly discovered emails belonged. None other than the wiener wielding wiener.
That's right. Oh God, what a douchebag.
So when they were investigating Anthony Weiner for the whole possibly sending dick pics to underage girls thing,
Weiner,
they found all these emails in them, and one of them might have been two from Hillary, probably setting up a spirit meal to go eat some 4-year-olds.
God damn these spirit meals. Fucking Alex Jones was talking about John Podesta and these spirit meals last night. We're just screwed with the stupidity in this country. Screwed.
So they then they went and got a warrant.
Yes.
2 days later, they applied for it. They had they wanted a warrant to search that laptop, which was already in their possession.
Right.
The unsealed warrant now, quote, reveals Comey's intrusion on the election was utterly unjustified as we suspected at the time, the Clinton campaign spokesman says, via Donald Trump's favorite means of communication, the Twitter. And Clinton's lead in the polls went down the toy right after that fucking announcement from Comey.
Toy.
Then a couple of days before the election, they were like, all right, we're done. There's nothing.
Yeah, fuck it. Do you think Donald Trump will ever get into Snapchat? He can just say whatever he wants and it disappears in like a half hour or whatever.
I like wearing the polar bear ears. I love it.
That's right. You can make yourself look like animals in there.
I'm a tiger. Rawr.
Right. I'm a raccoon.
So I guess they're even saying that it's crazy that they had gone on and even done that.
Yeah.
An attorney says, I see nothing at all in the search warrant application that would give rise to probable cause.
Yeah.
Nothing that would make anyone suspect that there was anything on the laptop beyond what the FBI had already searched.
So what good does this do? What are we going
to... There was nothing to suggest there would be anything other than routine correspondence between Secretary Clinton and her longtime aide, Uma Abedin.
Right. And then, you know, her husband taking those selfies.
You know, they were sending pictures of each other's beavers to each other.
You know, you remember when Anthony Weiner with the selfie and his kid was in the background? Do you remember
that?
Yeah,
yeah. That's the one that got him in trubs.
Right. Well, did he have the panorama setting on his phone on? Guys, if you're an idiot perv politician.
Sepia tones, yeah.
Make sure you have that setting turned off. It might catch your child. When you're sexting.
Yeah, the kid laying down in the bed with him as he's sitting there in his underwear taking pictures to send to some... Yeah, I don't know if that one was underaged or not, but I know there allegedly weren't there some teenagers involved or something?
Oh, yeah. It was great. Something like that. Something...
And, of course, he swears...
Inappropriate.
It was, he swears it would never... Never ever happened.
Batman broke into my house.
Unfuckable face.
Found my phone. Oh, yeah, I retweeted that one. That was funny.
Follow us on the Twitter. Thanks to at DoodleBugZero.
Is that really the
Never
name?
Never my
of
president. Yeah, yeah.
God, Mom, somebody named DoodleBug is following us on Twitter. That's the name of our late Shih Tzu. Shih Tzu. Oh, really? Kate is? Okay.
Awesome.
That's going to be nice. Go ahead.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is that it was not only shittily timed,
yes,
but it might have no basis whatsoever for even actually getting a warrant.
I wish Hillary Clinton would come out and say, I will admit it was shittily timed.
Right.
I love that.
God, I mean,
it's so infuriating.
The old fly on the wall thing, right? I mean, can you imagine the night of the election?
If No, I can't imagine that.
In the Clinton hotel room.
But because they must have known earlier than we knew, the public, that it was going down the shitter before. You know, now they knew before we did, right? She knew she was going to lose.
Oh, yeah. I would assume.
I remember when we were covering, we did live crab diving coverage. We always do live coverage and shit on crabdiving.com /live.
It's a live coverage and shit.
Live coverage and shit. Oh, God. But I remember when we were watching the returns come in, and I kept asking you, is she still going to win? And you're like, oh, yeah, she's going to win. And then I think there was a time when you started lying to everyone in the room about the math.
Who? What do you mean lying?
Yeah, were you trying to say that, were you trying to appear
how
more?
How dare you?
No, not that you lied, but that.
Well, I was trying to find any thread of hope.
Right. Cause it was
I wasn't lying. I was just grasping at straws and saying that, I think the thing I was saying most of the night was, well, you know, the cities are the ones who come in later.
I will say this. I have a friend, if you're listening, and you know who you are. Uh-oh. I went to high school with you, and you live in Atlanta, and you are a man of the gay persuasion. And you're Arab. Next time the election rolls around, please vote. Please vote. That's all. That guy needs to vote, right? He's the guy that needs to vote. Can you believe he didn't vote? He couldn't figure it out?
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
No, I mean, it wasn't apparently his priority.
He didn't have time.
And Georgia, you know. If he was in Pennsylvania or Wisconsin.
What do you mean, Georgia? You know, he's a lib. He's a progressive type.
But it's.
It wouldn't have made a difference.
Right.
It's like us voting in California.
For Vermin Supreme in California. Which may be what's going on in the future. That may be who I'm voting for. Well, Vermin Supreme would be a better choice right now than what we got going on.
Listen, if my friend from high school is listening, I take back what I said. Don't vote. Who cares? You're right. That's right. Pat says don't vote. It don't make a difference.
No, always vote.
Yeah.
If a million of him said that, which millions of people did.
Yeah.
Did not go out. That's part of the problem.
We have a disease called apathy infecting the country.
So there you go. That's your headline over at the HuffPo. Let's dumb ourselves down. I was laughing a little earlier because I pre-opened the Drudge Report and saw the picture. Set our calendars back to, I don't know, Middle Ages, maybe a little before the Dark Ages.
Right.
And the headline, there's a picture of Angela Merkel.
Nine!
And she's like, she's got both hands up to the camera, like she's making a point.
Okay.
Obviously in a speech or something. But somebody photoshopped blood all over her, and she looks like, She just stepped off the set of Walking Dead, and it says blood on her hands.
Oh my God! Does this have to do with their refugee policy?
Yes.
How can anyone?
This is what they're saying because of that horrific terrorist attack where another truck plowed into another bunch of people.
Was that perpetrated by a Syrian child?
That obviously
yes.
It's Angela Merkel's fault because she brought in these millions and millions and millions of or a million refugees, I believe they allowed in. But then there was an expert on today who was even saying that it's kind of they're better off there, like if they haven't found the guy yet. And that they're saying that in order to find the guy.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. I was checking our audio.
Oh, are we okay?
And I'm in the middle of hearing myself, and it's messing me the fuck up. Okay.
How do we sound?
There's a delay. It sounds okay, I think. So Angela Merkel, they were saying, this expert today was saying, well, they're probably going to be assisted by more people in the immigrant community, in this refugee community.
Yes.
Because they're, thank you for letting us in.
Right.
Thank you for opening your doors to us and giving us housing and helping us out while our country is bombed to fuckerines.
I love that. I mean, I don't like, I don't want to make light of any explosions, but bombed to fuckerines.
I was thinking smithereens.
That's a good one.
I just mashed them together.
That's a great use of fuck. Really is. At Vile Experience.
So he was saying that the intelligence community tends to think that allowing the refugees in and assimilating and offering kindness of strangers to them and our fellow man kind of makes them less likely to want to strap a suicide vest to themselves and drive into the nearest bank.
But you little pussy hippie liberal nerd, you're talking about carrot. The other side lights the stick.
True. And hence the horror show picture I'm looking at on fucking Drudge Report now. Blood on her hands. Where is the killer?
I mean, the thing is that they're saying that we should let children starve because there's a possibility that this could happen if we help them. But that doesn't even make any goddamn sense. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
That makes no sense. Little Syrian children aren't getting trucks and blowing us up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is happening to little Syrian children? They are being oppressed and starved and shot and burned and all kinds of bad shit. The hands of ISIS and all these other fucking wackos running around in the Middle East.
Right.
But
no food for you. No shelter for you.
How comfortable are we? How fucking comfortable are we? God damn it. I just think about these kids. I've looked at all these pictures of in Aleppo. All these aid workers going in there. Yeah, what is Aleppo? Can you imagine people wanted to vote for that
douchebag?
Poor
Gary Johnson.
Fuck him. Hey, No.
Poor Gary Johnson.
Listen, Gary.
A little level.
Gary, listen, I have no sympathy for you. You piece of shit. You wanted to be the leader of the free world, and you don't even know what Aleppo
is. Pick up a paper.
Fuck off. Burn in a hell that I don't even believe exists. How do you like that, stupid? I'm speaking in hyperbole, but anyway.
Not if you don't believe it exists.
You're right. But they're all in hyperbole.
I hope you go to Azkaban.
Now, that's interesting. This isn't Faithless Friday, by the way. This isn't our atheism show, which, by the way, it's every Friday. It's Faithless Friday.
True.
God, I wanted to talk about something about Star Wars, but I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But somebody's face looks very strange in it at the end of the movie. Didn't you think so?
Yeah, there was one of the CGI characters was less than spectacular.
Yeah, there are some special effects that just won't fix that acting.
However,
still
excellent.
All right, great movie.
So the headline leads over to The Sun in Britain, which I believe is a Rupert Murdoch joint.
Right.
And it says, they are Merkel's dead. German far right blames Angela Merkel's open door migrant policy for Berlin truck attack. But you know, they do say German far right. But the headline is, they are Merkel's dead. German far right blames Angela Merkel. So this is The Sun, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who owns fucking Fox quote unquote news.
Right.
So you can see the level of political spin on this bullshit already.
Yeah. What are they doing? Are they actually arranging the headline in such a way that we're supposed to read something different into it than what actually happened?
Well, how many people are just going to see the headline that says they are Merkel's dead?
Yeah, then they put it on Facebook and say, hey, look at this shit. Like, share.
And then somewhere buried down in the story is, this is the far right lunatic saying this.
Okay. So you read this all? Are you telling me I read through a whole article and at the end?
Well, that's how they work, right?
God, that's so infuriating.
Here's a few pictures. Then finally it gets to, these are Merkel's dead. Markus Pretzel. Oh, Pretzel.
What the fuck does that mean?
Chairman of the Alternative for Germany party. The Alternative for Germany party.
Shit.
That's an original name. Those Germans don't fuck around, man. They don't flowery anything, sugarcoat anything. We have the Alternative for Germany. Let's name ourselves that.
You know, I kind of feel like we should, somebody, Obama, please, before you leave, take Angela Merkel aside. And I know you respect her.
Don't give her a back rub.
Don't hug her. Do anything.
She might let him hug her.
Yeah, she might.
Actually, she likes Obama.
Nobody wants that creepy George Bush rubbing your shoulders. I'm sorry.
I mean,
nobody wants
is good.
That. Take her aside and say, listen, I appreciate all that you're doing with these refugees, but maybe now you need to, maybe they now need to focus on not letting that Nazi thing happen again.
Well, I think they're pretty concerned about that, right? Remember, Austria voted. Austria had a chance to essentially elect their Trump.
Right.
And he got schlonged by a, like a liberal. So
is that Trump? I can't remember that far back, but he's the one that
he said
introduced that word into the narrative. Schlonged.
Yes.
Lovely.
Also, and Klaus Bullion.
Nine.
Of Angela Merkel's CDU party told the radio, "We must state that we are in a state of war. Although some people who want to see only the good cannot see." So even somebody in her own party is probably blaming her. He probably wants to take over her party.
Yeah, that is a creepy German voice. Do you have one that sounds a little bit more friendly? They all sound like that.
I intentionally did my creepy, really creepy German bad guy. Almost a General Burkhalter.
What is that?
Klink.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want, Klink? Shut up, Klink.
Oh, God. I wish we could have a Sith Lord that sounded like that with a red lightsaber the whole day. God, that'd be hilarious.
Shut up, Klink. So there you go. That's your headlines over at the Drudge Report. And in fact, I got to screen cap the picture of Angela Merkel with blood on her hands.
God, it's so stupid.
So fucking dramatic. What else is going on in the world here? Don't forget, you can help us out here with Screaming Liberal Media. It doesn't cost you anything, especially this sparkle season. You can buy some shit for somebody that you don't want to see and just send it to them.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Go to Amazon through our hole.
Buy some shit.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy during that session, we get a little nibble, a little tickle, a little taste, a commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here. At Screaming Liberal, Insane Media, you know what we do.
Yeah. What's the big drone gift this year for Christmas? There's going to be a big drone thing, right? My brother got one of those.
Delivered by drone or?
Oh, both, I imagine.
Or
but I'm just thinking
an
the new
attachment
gadget.
For a drone.
Yeah. I saw some video today of a guy on a snowboard getting pulled by a drone. And like, going over his house.
Well, you know, drone racing is becoming a thing now.
But he's actually getting pulled by it. God. Drone racing? What do you mean?
Your drone races somebody else's drone.
Okay.
No.
Oh, really?
Drone racism, drone racism. I said it was drone racism. Nobody likes the black drones, and the female ones only make 70 cents.
I got the shitty green drone. I don't want this. It's the crappy one from Walmart. The green drones suck. I want a black one.
All kinds of shit going on in the news. Don't forget our Facebook page. You can read all kinds of the fun that's going on there.
I don't want no Jewish drone.
The globalist drone. Be careful.
That's right. That better not be no globalist drone.
I don't want no globalist. Alex Jones. We played a little bit of Alex Jones yesterday.
God. I listened to that lunatic last night. Jesus Christ. The end of the world. It's the end of the world. If people believe him and his stupid shit, it's the end of the world.
Right. Yesterday we learned from Alex Jones that the whole birth certificate thing was intentionally falsified by the Obama, I don't know, evil cabal.
Yes.
That they purposely made it a shitty forgery to distract, I guess, to be like red meat for Joe Arpaio. I don't know.
God.
Let's stick Joe Arpaio on the fucking birth certificate, and they won't notice. What was the litany of things he went through? The Islamic ring.
It's so stupid.
That he converted to Islam.
He's got an Islamic.
It's the Islamic ring he wears all the time. That's proof. It's the truth. That's the truth.
Does that idiot sit around on Sunday when they're like replaying Lord of the Rings over and over again, and he's like, he's my precious.
He's hoping, precious. Still hoping, he's still thinking it ended badly, right?
Is Obama the Gollum in his mind?
Sauron should have won.
Oh, yeah. Sauron won, motherfucker.
Those fucking hobbits smoking their weed.
Sauron won the election, don't you think?
In real life.
In real life, Sauron fucking won.
Well, you know, let's jump right in.
Ooh.
Speaking of Alex Jones.
Yes.
I
love it.
Let's get our daily dose of utter, complete batshit bullshit.
Utter.
from the lunatic from Texas.
Right.
Alex Jones.
I don't know how he does it because he's so gracious. Every cop that gets killed, he calls the widow. Folks don't know this, but he sends them money. I don't know. I mean, the word is he spent billions of his fortune.
He's talking about Trump. The word is he spent billions of his fortune. Let's stop right there. Bullshit.
Billions.
Lost billions yes. of his fortune. Yes. Right.
Well, spent.
But spent billions of his fortune.
That would infer that he got something for that money. He just lost the money. He didn't get shit.
I think he's talking about him as a charity.
Yeah, well, that's
an interesting verb.
Right. Well, now you're getting into something that Alex Jones talks a lot about on his show. I listen nightly to this loon, and I know, I'm sorry. It's just, I got to tell you.
I choose to believe you're doing research for the show.
I am, and okay. But I also, he's so fucking crazy, I find him entertaining. And he has this narrative that he perpetuates that President-elect Trump is really, really charitable. And very generous and a giving guy. Like, he walks around just like handing out $100 bills to homeless people.
Of which, when was the last time he was within 50 feet of a homeless person?
Listen, you talk to this fucking Alex Jones. He's like Trump is Mary Poppins, and people actually have to restrain him from giving away his money.
He does it secretly. He puts on a burqa and he goes out and he hands out money.
I think the only thing he does is sit at home and he eat ice cream and watch Discovery Channel late at night and tweet.
And there's zero evidence. There was that one reporter who spent a long, long time trying to find a dollar Trump has actually given away.
He gives cash.
Right.
He gives cash, globalist.
And he hasn't put any of his cash into his own foundation, which is kind of the whole point when you have rich fucks that are that allegedly fucking rich.
Right.
When they do these foundations, it's generally for family money to just give out money. They just put their money. They write checks a couple times a year, fill up their foundation. Maybe some other people help donate or match donations, but that's it. And the last time he did that, I think that reporter said was 2007, 2008 or something. And then since then, he's been giving out money from the Trump Foundation, but claiming it as his charitable giving.
Is that illegal?
Yeah, well, yeah, untoward. Yeah, I mean, I think...
Is that worse? But that's not worse than what was happening with the Clinton Foundation. Right?
What, kid fucking?
Yes. That was part of it? Was that involved? Was the...
Well, I'm sure.
Comet Pizza Ping Pong? Were they involved with the Clinton Foundation?
Does it because he's so gracious. Every cop that gets killed, he calls the widow. Folks don't know this, but he sends them money. I don't know. I mean, the word is he spent billions of his fortune just on quiet charity, and then he doesn't want anybody to talk about it.
Well, I did.
Oh, by the way, these are the mellifluous tones on the telephone.
Yes.
Of Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Oh, God. A couple of credible guys.
So here is Alex Jones licking the old saggy sack of Joe fucking Arpaio, soon to be former sheriff of Maricopa County.
What's he going to do? What's his job going to be? For Trump? Is he getting a job?
They say he's been looking.
I mean, if I'm a political person who is associated with Trump during this campaign in any capacity, and I am not offered a job, I'm going to lose my mind because Sylvester goddamn Stallone, Rocky, got a phone call.
Yes.
That would be like, why am I, why not me? That I get why Sarah Palin's all mad. Did she think she was really going to be like Secretary of State or something like that? Is she out of her mind?
She probably thought she was going to get something. There must have been a falling out somewhere.
Would you have ever imagined her being a good person to lead the VA? It sounds like a horrible fit.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
God.
Meanwhile, there's a picture of Joe Arpaio that they have, you know, because they're talking to him on the phone. And it says Joe Arpaio,
yes,
MCSO.org.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, I typed in MCSO.org, and it doesn't exist. It's a 404 error, not found.
Well, maybe if that's his website,
so there you
go. Might have a WordPress issue. You know what I mean? He probably didn't know what the hell's going on.
Here's Joe Arpaio.
A charity, and then he doesn't want anybody to talk about it.
Well, I've been with him many times, introducing him. I know how he is. I flew in his plane. I had a lot of time to talk to him. He loves cops. He loves veterans. He loves the military. He loves the people. And he's
meanwhile, this asshole is basing his opinion on Trump saying, "I love cops."
Yeah, so he loves cops.
I love the people.
God, see, isn't that great?
I love it.
When your supporters are so stupid.
Yeah, and now he's got Joe Arpaio saying, oh, he loves the cops.
Because he said he does.
It's going to shock a lot of people, and I'll tell you one thing that burns me up, being a top federal guy for 30 years and sheriff for 24. Now they're coming after me from all directions for doing my job. So I'm getting a little angry after all this.
Oh,
shut up.
Oh, this is kind of great, though. This is
what an irritating little asshole.
This is warm, butthurt tears of Joe Arpaio. Bitter.
Right. This is
bitter,
awesome.
Motherfucker, right? Holy shit. They're coming at me from all angles now for doing my job.
No, shut up.
No, you didn't do your job, you shit stain. You were told to not fucking grab Mexicans off the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And make them show their papers.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's not legal.
That's actually doing the opposite of your goddamn job.
Right.
Your goddamn job should be to serve the people, not to...
Exactly.
Not to fuck with them.
All directions for doing my job. So I'm getting a little angry after all this. And I'm angry at the media, you know, because they're hiding this thing. How can you hide what's going on with this birth certificate?
Then they go on to birth certificate land. He can't believe.
You said birth certificate land?
Yeah.
Or did they get into like the.
The teacup ride?
Yeah, is it interesting?
At birth certificate land?
See, this kind of shit is so hard for me to resist because I love listening to these idiots.
They're crazy.
But are they talking about like the crease and the. In the like,
well, yeah, Joe Arpaio had that that press conference a few days ago where he said, look at that over there. The third L on the fourth line is turned up 18th of a degree, and it's obviously been photoshopped.
I mean, I know from the movies when you was in some movie about Pierce Brosnan was in something about stealing pictures. He was a thief. That worked in duplicates of famous art, you know, pictures. Like he'd make a counterfeit Picasso and sell it for $1 billion.
Right.
Now the people in charge of like looking at this work and deciding if it was real or authentic. I mean, they look like well studied people. I mean, they had like white lab coats on. They had magnifying glasses. They had like they were analyzing shit in computers. This whole thing, I just don't know why Joe Arpaio thinks his fucking opinion as to whether a document is fake or not matters. What the fuck does he know about it? Has he been to college to study this shit? Is he a fucking archaeologist?
Well, they hired people.
Ugh.
Well, that's stop great. Fighting for 55 years in law enforcement. I don't think you're going to stop now, are you, Sheriff?
Yeah. No, and thank God that Donald Trump... He's elected. I was with him from day one in July when I introduced him and had the gut feeling. And that day I said he's going to be the next president.
We are.
It's coming true.
I had the gut feeling.
He's quite a charming dude, isn't he?
It's just like, how is that guy? He's elected. Or is he appointed?
Elected.
Oh, my God. So he went out and talked to people and...
Obviously, people don't give a shit about Sheriff, because look at that asshole in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that Dave Clark, who's going to be head of Homeland Security? That's terrifying. He wants to put more people in Guantanamo Bay.
And he was the guy that said they need to quell these anti-Trump protests.
Shit, man, when I was growing up, we had a sheriff. I wish I could remember his name, but he was just like an old codger straight out of the Dukes of Hazzard. And you know what this guy did? He had a summer home built on some property. And you know who built that summer home? Prisoners.
You know, somebody that's been involved in these prosecutions, involved in all these cases, what would you do if you were the president?
Well, I think I would do what he's doing. He has a great attorney general, by the way, to commend that appointment. I've met with him a couple of times just recently when he was in Phoenix.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Yeah, we got, actually, this is important to address. He is not a great person. He is a white supremacist dickhead.
Allegedly. No, pretty much. Yeah.
He was too racist to get confirmed for a judgeship, right? Okay. Back in the days of Reagan.
Yes. Okay, hold on a second. You are kidding me.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
That was the late, great Joan Rivers, believe, making a joke. There was a link to this on the YouTube where Alex Jones's video is 100% proof Obama is gay, Michelle is a man, and the kids are adopted. Full documentary, 57 minutes.
You know, that's interesting because if you've got proof that Michelle Obama's a man, I mean, that's got to be a big part of that movie is, you know, you have to prove that she has a penis. I don't know. I mean, if you're going to do a whole documentary, when do you make that reveal?
This ends now.
You know what I mean?
This ends now. Here's all the proof America will ever need that they believed a lie and were deceived this whole time. This also explains Obama's quest to do away with traditional marriage and promote homosexuality in the school systems.
God damn.
Obama even took his gay agenda to Africa, where he was told by the African leader to keep his gay talk in America.
Hey, he's turning Africa gay!
Only blind racist libtards will deny the hardcore proof presented in this video. There they are. They're a declaration of only the craziest libtards will deny the absolute 100% proof in this video. That's how they work.
Wow. Yeah, it's just so stupid. And then, God, could you imagine?
And then there's a Bible quote.
No, what is it? What is it? Bullshitting a 69.
And with all the deceit of unrighteousness in those who perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
2 Thessalonians.
I love
2
that.
Thessalonians 2, 10 through 13.
How do you think?
For those reading along with their Bible.
You never got an audition to do a voiceover to read like the Bible on tape or something?
No,
like that?
I did not.
It'd be great. It'd be great.
In a heartbeat. Are you kidding me?
By the way, follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. I can't figure out if Embrace Madness is mad at me or not. For something I tweeted. I can't
follow us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, I'm sorry if I compared deaths to, I don't know. I apologize if I said something insensitive. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but thank you for tweeting us. I really appreciate you participating. I just don't know what you mean.
That's at Celeste Pewter. She's a friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
So she's probably busting your balls.
Oh, yes.
Or
thank you.
We're misreading it. Thanks for listening, by the way. There you go. That's a little bit of the wonderful stylings of Alex Jones.
Oh, wait a second. Did she say Jake Tapper?
Yes.
Is that the guy from Bar Rescue?
No, that's John Taffer. Jake Tapper would be the CNN interviewer type guy.
I was about to lose my mind. I was like, the Bar Rescue guy sucking the NRA's dick? Like, nah.
I don't know what Taffer does on his weekends, but
think
I don't
he's
think
he's a right wing nut job.
Who, John Taffer from Bar Rescue?
He's rich. He could be.
He's got that old school kind of Sopranos wannabe thing going on. Like Trump.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But who knows? Who the fuck knows? If John Taffer, if you're listening, give us a call.
She said Jake Tapper. I don't know why I thought
that. There's a new Resistance.
La Resistance.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. Our long national nightmare is starting with the Electoral College presumably failing to do its duty as conceived under the Constitution. We won't know officially until the votes are counted on January 6th. Russia's puppet is probably now puppet-elect. So this changes everything. No, it changes nothing. These facts are the building blocks of resistance. He is still elected by a minority vote. He is still wholly unfit for the job. The man you would expect to find if you were searching for the person who could most quickly and efficiently destroy a democracy and maybe a planet. He is still a moving, breathing conflict of interest who will likely be guilty of impeachable high crimes and misdemeanors within hours, if not minutes, of his own inauguration.
There you go. That's the opening of so listen to Keith Olbermann.
I love him.
The resistance continues. I can't watch that now without thinking about fucking Alex Jones.
I know.
This is sitting on the side going, play, rewind, back up that traitor. Back up that scum.
What do you think it's like when if you come over to Keith Olbermann's house that you want to take his daughter out on a date, you got to meet Keith Olbermann.
I don't think.
Is he just like, hello?
Yeah, I'm sure he's warm and fuzzy in his real life.
Does he yell at you like that? Oh, God.
The resistance continues.
Who has better rage, Alec Baldwin or Keith Olbermann?
Well, Alec Baldwin's rage is highly inappropriate.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he called his daughter a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Yeah.
And didn't he scream the F word at some photographer? Called him a fag?
Oh, that's right. He is an asshole. But I'm just thinking in terms of pure rage. I think Olbermann, it would be worse to be on the other side of his rage. Maybe. No,
really?
No. I take that back. Alec Baldwin, forget about it. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
That's not Alec Baldwin. Paula, that's Paula Page.
Yeah.
No.
There's always Paula Page.
He's the best.
As long as you don't live in Maine.
You're right. And you have to live with the shitty policies and stuff.
I've got a story here from a good friend who ran in the primary, which I know doesn't narrow it down because there were 17 to 1800 people running in the goddamn GOP clown car. But I believe this guy was always at the kids' table for the debates. Probably eating everyone's leftovers.
Ooh, yummy.
Former Arkansas governor, 2-time Republican presidential loser candidate, Mike Huckabee.
I'm just picturing him eating. Does he really do that? If you go to dinner with him or have a family dinner, is he cruising everybody's plates for what you didn't touch? Well, what a monster!
He's had some weight issues.
Yeah.
Well documented.
Could you imagine? He's like, I thought I had yams here. Oh my God. Mike.
Mike,
did you eat my yams?
It's like Sonny here.
Oh, right.
The giant dog that gets up on the counter when stealthily.
Oh, yes.
The giant blind dog who is amazing the way he gets around. And
he's like that character in Rogue One.
He's
a blind Jedi.
Spoiler
guy
alert.
Oh, okay.
He's not a Jedi.
He's not. Then how does he do
that? Yeah, spoiler alert.
How does he do all that shit? I'm not ruining the movie. I'm just saying.
Maybe he's lying that he's blind.
Prove to me that he's not a Jedi.
So, Mike Huckabee, we still haven't heard anything from him because didn't he, right after he bailed on the primary, didn't he clamp on to one of Trump's balls really quickly and suddenly decide he was all Trump all the time?
He was like one of those sucker fishes, a moray on the side of a great white.
So he was speaking on the Family Research Council radio show.
This
Washington Watch
of shit. God, we had a governor, a guy that was a governor, is talking to Brian fucking Fisher. Is that who this is?
No. That's American Family Association.
Oh, okay.
This is the Family Research Council. This is Tony Perkins' joint.
What a shitbag. I got my shitbags mixed up.
But this is not Tony Perkins' show. This is a guest host, apparently, on Washington Watch. Guest host Ronnie Floyd.
Oh, God. Imagine how hateful this dickhead is.
So now they are talking about Trump and the incoming administration junta that is coming in, and Mike Huckabee thinks apparently that this whole Constitution thing kind of fuck it.
Oh yeah,
when it comes to baby killing,
right?
So here is Mike Huckabee talking on Family Research. This is creepy shit. Because I got another quote coming out another thing after this, another story, how just terrifying these Republicans are getting. Like, these are supposed to be the constitutionalists. And some of the shit that they're saying basically is like, fuck the Constitution.
Oh, yes.
Come on. Here's Mike Huckabee.
You know, Governor Huckabee, last week I hosted the show for Tony Alsó, and it was the day after the events of Ohio and the decisions there relating to the pro-life agenda. And
oh, boy, this guy's a firebrand, huh? God.
I was the pro-life agenda.
I hosted for Tony a couple times, you know, and it was a pro-life agenda.
Doesn't it kind of fascinate you? I was just sort of thinking about, like, when Tony Perkins goes on vacation, like, what is his short list of horrible, like, conservative goblins that he calls on? Where's his minions? I mean, where do you pick from? I mean, is there, like, is there a circuit of, like, right-wing nut job hate broadcasters that...
Oh, sure.
Are sort of looking for a venue, and so they do things like, oh, I'm guest hosting Tony Perkins today.
I hope I get it.
God.
I hope I get it.
What are you gonna go with? What's his name? Dirk or Turth? Jim? What's this guy's name?
This is guest host Ronnie Floyd.
I wasn't even close.
God, I put way too much in. This is guest host Ronnie Floyd.
Hey, Ronnie, what are you going to lead with today? I think I'm going to hit him with my stuff about how I think gay people are the devil and how... I think
I just worked up a new bit about flying in an airplane.
Yeah, I have this other thing about how I just hate Asians.
One of the things that we were talking about with their Right to Life director in that state was how a person's view of human life beginning at birth, beginning at conception, really alters their entire view of human life from then all the way to the tomb. Would you comment on that, please?
What the hell does that mean? That what does that mean?
You know what he should do? He needs to read his voice into something that would make him have some sort of intonation. Do you know what I mean? Like, is there something he could read his voice into that would just sort of... Could he auto-tune it? So could you
turn him into Darth Vader?
Turn him into a fucking human being. He sounds like...
With their pro-life agenda.
Dude, Stephen Hawking has more intonation than this guy.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
Well, I think it's so totally compatible with who we are as a country. In the Declaration of Independence, our founders said that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all of us are created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights.
And that all men are created equal.
Oh, yes.
Not that all of us are created equal. They said all men are created equal.
All blonde Aryan men.
And I'm thinking straight. Back in that day, they meant white landowners.
Oh, yeah.
The black guys that were working their fields
weren't
created equal, according to them.
The only people allowed are, you know, like extras from Spartacus. Those types. God, you know,
extras from Spartacus.
Well, they're all white people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I assume they're all white,
right.
You know, Roman looking dudes.
Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. This notion of the equality of every human being is so incredibly powerful in the foundation of who we are as a nation.
Well, except the gays, of course.
Oh, yes.
And what it means is that no person is worth more than another, and no person is worth less.
That's
so
right.
A person...
Who are they kidding?
Stop! You got to go
Who
back.
Who are they kidding?
The very beginning of this clip that you played, this yeah. Jim Floyd...
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that? God, he has a little... There's a little something. He almost had some life to him.
Oh, did he?
He's
a little energy?
He sounds like... Do you ever, like, dial into to a business and you have to type in the last name of the person that you're looking for in the directory?
Oh, yeah.
And then a robotic voice comes on and says, like, Hot Carl or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what this guy sounds like.
Mike Huckabee.
Worth more than another, and no person is worth less.
That's right.
So a person, unborn person, and we know biologically that from conception, it's a person. It's not just a blob of tissue. It's not...
Wait. We know biologically...
Yes, heathen.
That from the moment of conception,
yes,
that it's a person.
Right.
Where?
Well...
Where? I missed that in the medical journals.
No. We're talking about the Bible, stupid.
No, I see.
God, you know, God, this might...
Which, it doesn't say that, by the way.
Right.
There's a recipe for abortion soup or whatever in Bullshiticus or...
Oh, that's right. They do make there is a recipe in the Bible for abortion.
Thou shalt mix up stuff to
very odd.
Make her lose the baby. Otherwise, thou shalt push her down a pyramid.
Right. A pyramid full of grain.
Full of grain.
Just a cellular structure. It is a person. And the reason we know that is because science has finally caught up with the Bible and told us that 23 chromosomes.
Hold on a second. That's a chest clutcher. Science has finally caught up with the Bible.
How horrible. How fucking horrible. What a horrible statement.
Science has finally caught up with the Bible.
Jeez. Mike Huckabee's doing great in this interview, by the way. I mean, talk about heavy lifting.
Oh, he's good.
He's not getting anything from this guy.
Anytime he gets out of a chair.
Yeah, it's a win.
Sorry, it's fat shaming.
Finally caught up with the Bible and told us that 23 chromosomes from a male and 23 from a female come together and make that person who that person will be for all of his or her life.
Yes.
And there's no such thing as a person without purpose or value. It's like asking who's more important, the captain of the football team or the kid with Down syndrome.
Oh, God, you piece of shit.
What does that have to do with... What does that have to do?
He's
drawing the false equivalency of that the captain of the football team. Meanwhile, look at the imagery he's using.
Oh, yes.
The captain, blonde, big, male. Strong captain of the football team.
He's going to fucking grow up to rape someone at some frat party, yes.
And then what term did he use? The Down syndrome kid.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. So, like, you know, if he's trying to shame somebody if they get some test back for their kid in the pregnancy, it doesn't look right, they decide to not go through with it, whatever. This guy's trying to make people feel bad about that, right? Is that the point?
Oh, of course.
God.
Well, both have value, equal value before God, and neither is worth somehow getting rid of, and neither is expendable or disposable. So that's the heart of this whole issue of the sanctity of life. And that's why, for me, it's a non-negotiable. I will not support people who do not believe in the value of each human life. And frankly, I think that, and there's something I talked about during the campaign.
This is where it gets creepy.
Yeah.
We really don't have to pass an unconstitutional amendment or reinterpret it to protect human life. We just have to apply the two amendments we already have to fit.
So we don't, he's saying, we don't have to do anything. We don't have to have a constitutional amendment to overturn Roe versus Wade, which is the way you're supposed to do like that. We don't have to do that. We just have to apply the two amendments that I've cherry picked here.
Right. We don't have to do shit if we want to take away people's rights. I got an airtight plan.
Right.
Have to pass an unconstitutional amendment or reinterpret it to protect human life. We just have to apply the two amendments we already have, the 5th and 14th Amendment, that guarantees that no person can be deprived of life or liberty without due process. An abortion deprives a person of life or liberty without any due process. And at some point, we need to invoke that and make it very clear that we will protect everything.
There you go.
You know,
I ran for lieutenant governor here in Virginia.
Sorry.
And I lost,
is that Ronnie
course.
Floyd still?
I don't know who that is. It's like the next video or the next audio on Right Wing Watch.
Did you know Embrace Madness is telling us that Ronnie Floyd is the pastor of the Duggars?
Oh, well, there you go.
Good job.
Yeah.
One with the pedophile.
These creepy fuckers down south, she said. Thanks for listening.
Don't marginalize us. There are lots of creepy fuckers down here.
There's a lot of creepy fuckers.
Oh, my God. I watched a grown man on a huge person, by the way, dropped to all fours last night in front of a Waffle House, in front of everybody who was enjoying their food, and he vomited right into the distance. Florida.
He was with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was car in which he was traveling.
You made it sound like you just some guy you pulled in the Waffle House and you're just
this guy. He's a buffoon. He walks in. We're all sitting there eat. We'd ordered while we're ordering and our food came. I'm watching this guy in the parking lot on all four. Everybody's watching.
You didn't have your hash browns country style, do you?
No.
That would be a little.
I can't stand anything.
Biscuits and gravy. Ugh,
stop it. Stop it. I can't stand anything gross. And like he sat next to me in the booth. And I made a thing. I made an extra effort to not be stuck in there between puke guy and the inside of the booth. And he sits down. And the first thing out of his mouth is like, I didn't really puke. Just a bunch of bile came out.
Oh, thanks. Like, thank you.
Thanks for the information, dummy. I don't want to hear about your fucking puking.
Hot off the presses. Gross. That's by the way, that's Mike Huckabee saying he doesn't give fuck all.
Fuck
doesn't
all.
Care about your the hell with your. Your constitution and stuff. We don't need to worry about that. All we have to do is somehow ridiculously apply.
No, oh, yes.
The new, but by definition, they would have to. You can't say, okay, we're applying the fifth and the whatever the hell other one he said.
But he's telling these idiots what they want to fucking hear, though.
Well, yeah.
God. By the way, I keep thinking about that. Do you remember? I don't know if you're going to remember this, but this was during the primary. Not the primary. Yeah, the primary part of the campaign. Mike Huckabee went to some protest. There was a person that didn't want to validate marriage license. You know what I'm talking about?
Kim Davis.
You remember the Kim Davis thing?
Yeah, that's when he cock-blocked Ted Cruz. One of my favorite moments.
I was just thinking of that very moment. How funny. That was Mike Huckabee's best moment.
Yeah.
You have to take all these little assholes out into their best, like most shit-tastic moments of the campaign, it would be that.
That made
Ted
me
Cruz.
Like him for 10 seconds.
Boxing out Ted
yeah,
Cruz was
that
just
was spectacular.
Phenomenal.
And the video they had
yes.
of the little toady literally stepping in front of Ted Cruz, putting his hand up and saying, no, 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 you're not allowed on the stage. And Ted Cruz was like, had that weird smile like, ha, 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 right. You're kidding me. Ha, ha, ha.
I feel like we should have done like a top 10 best moments of that shit-tastic 2016 presidential campaign.
We would if we'd have nothing else to talk about if Hillary were being inaugurated in the 20th. What would we be talking about?
I tell you what we'd be talking. Her election is illegitimate.
We would know nothing about the incoming cabinet choices. Barely.
Care.
Right.
You know who they would be? They would be diverse, they would be progressive, and they would be fucking liberal. I guarantee you.
They'd
be better than these people. There's a guy Trump's inviting into his circle who advocates for these puppy mills. It's like these mills where puppies are just shat out and, you know, farmed like corn.
Excuse me.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This guy.
I don't remember which one it is, but
he's a shithead. And
somehow in the past been involved in arguing for the benefit of puppy gulags, basically.
Yeah, how nice. That story's on our Facebook. By the way, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Read up on the news.
Newt Gingrich.
Oh, God.
In the same vein.
Right.
Big blue vein.
Tell you what, he's got a red lightsaber.
A little tiny cocktail weenie one.
Sith Lords. Right, they have red ones.
Is
that true? Evil Jedis have red lightsabers, right?
I guess. Yeah, well, yeah, sure. But I'm making him a Sith. I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, he's far.
He's
if
a
you
disgraced,
talk about,
yeah, he's a disgraced Sith.
Senior members of.
He was Speaker of the House.
The Speaker of the House. But who are you going to pick from? I mean, Denny Hastert kind of can't be included because of certain things.
Right.
So you got Newt.
He's a spooge lord.
Yes. You got Newt, and then you got the drunk guy who we don't even hear from. We don't even hear from Boner anymore. What happened to Boner?
Oh, I saw something about Boner not that long ago. You can't wipe the smile off his face that he's not involved in this bullshit anymore.
He must hate politics. Otherwise, he'd be all in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
That guy
would
get
done.
A seat at the table.
He's done. He's the one whose pooper was reamed by the Tea Party first, right?
Pooper.
without dinner and a movie.
Right.
So Newt the Gingrich, former Speaker of the House,
yes,
and current Dingleberry to the Trump asshole.
Hello, Dingleberry. Colonel Dingleberry
is. It's funny here. I saw the headline, the Daily Kos.
Yeah,
it says deep thinker by the standards of the party that does not trust much in deep thinkers or thinking these days.
Who's the deep thinker?
Newt Gingrich.
Newt. Oh, my God.
What?
Didn't he have a pop-up book that he was selling at one point about history? I'm not fucking
kidding. Oh, absolutely.
Sure. It's a pop-up book.
He's working on another one, I'm sure.
Is it a pop-up?
The only reason he's out talking.
The Choose Your Own Adventure.
Remember, his name was bounced around for Secretary of State? I mean,
why not? Would you rather have this guy or the evil oil overlord?
Run out, dragged off the speakership.
Yes.
Because of ethics violations.
You're being judgmental.
He prayed to Jesus and asked for forgiveness.
Yeah, God forgave him. What about that?
So Newt the Gingrich was talking. I don't know where the fuck he was talking.
Out of his ass.
But he says he basically knows how Trump can keep from running up against these ethics laws that we have. These pesky ethics laws that we happen to have here.
Oh, my God. That's not a thing anybody should ever say.
Gingrich's solution? Well, just change the laws.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with that? That's a great idea. Just change him.
He was on the Diane Rehm show.
Okay.
I don't know. NPR.
Oh, okay.
Rehm, R-E-H-M.
I have no idea.
Rehm.
I don't know.
We've never seen this kind of wealth in the White House, he said. So traditional rules don't work. We're going to have to think up a whole new approach.
God damn it. If you're rich, hey, here's a new set of laws for you.
So when asked about, well, what if somebody in the administration crosses that line?
Okay.
And is found to be in violation of the ethics laws.
Okay.
Gingrich said, and this is a quote, in the case of the president, he has broad ability to organize the White House the way he wants to. He also has, frankly, the power to pardon. It's totally open power. He could simply say, look, I want them to be my advisors. So he's talking about the problems of the anti-nepotism laws, which are you can't hire your daughter. You can't hire your stupid fucking son-in-law.
Right, right. Because we don't want to be a monarchy.
Well, right. And nobody elected them.
No one chose them.
I mean, the country didn't elect him either.
Yeah, that's true.
The Electoral College did.
Right.
But he said, it's totally open power. He could simply say, look, I want them to be my advisors. Oh, I pardon them if anyone finds them to be have behaved against the rules, period. Technically, under the Constitution, he has that level of authority. So he's saying, just let anybody break the fucking law that they want, and Donald will wave his tiny little orange fingers and sign a pardon.
God.
So there you go. There's your way around it.
So if they break the nepotism law, Donald just pardons himself. Yeah. Or whoever.
Well, them, yeah.
Them.
I guess it would be...
It's weird.
Yeah, it would be the person in violation would be the person taking the job, I guess.
God
so.
Damn it. God, Newt Gingrich just... geez, it's like he doesn't have any scruples.
So Trump was supposed to have a... said he was going to have a press conference last week.
Yes.
On this whole... nonsense with his businesses and what he's going to do to make sure I divest completely.
Okay.
No deals. Didn't he tweet that or something? No deals while I'm in office.
Is he going to make any appearances on The Apprentice?
Absolutely. He's now saying that he stopped that. By the way, they said, well, we're not having that press conference. Interesting.
Oh, fuck it.
He still hasn't had a press conference since well into the election.
Well, no, he's appearing live. What do you call that tour?
Nobody's asking him questions.
Well, he's standing, talking.
He's doing his Nuremberg rallies.
So creepy, isn't it?
Trump's now saying he's going to roll out an ethics strategy next month.
Oh, okay. An ethics strategy.
That, I'm reading from Politico, that per his own tweets...
Yes.
This is how we're learning about the incoming president, what he's going to do. Will include handing over the management of his real estate and investment portfolio to his two adult sons, Uday and Kusei, and a team of longtime executives.
Okay.
It says, but key details of the Trump plan also remain a work in progress, prompting suggestions from outside Trump Tower that range from complete selling off for all of Trump assets to Gingrich's call for just a sweeping review of the country's ethics laws itself. So you've got people who say, look, he's got to sell everything. The kids can't even be involved. The kid, you can't hand it over to your fucking kids right. and call it a blind trust. That's not what it is.
The money's still in your family.
And right. And then you're just going to take it back when you.
Yeah.
Those people like us are saying yes. that you got to sell all your shit, asshole. Like
right.
Jimmy Carter with his peanut farm.
Oh, I know. I saw it.
And
he sold off a peanut farm.
Right. And the Republicans still lost their minds and investigated that shit for months.
It's so ridiculous. What a joke.
And nothing, of course. Nothing. Republicans have been the same for a long time. So,
yeah.
He also said that, and then we've got the other people on the other end, like Newt Gingrich, who says, well, just let him change the laws and let him pardon people and do what he wants.
But aren't we running out of time? I mean, how long does this shit take to do? Like, how long does it take to divest yourself from all your evil ass business?
Well, that's what one of the problems is that because of his, you know, he's not, he doesn't own stock in companies or something like that. He owns fucking buildings. So, yeah,
so what
it
do?
Ain't that easy. You can't just put a for sale sign on Trump Tower.
Who wants to buy his shitty building with his name on it? I never thought of it like that. What if he can't divest?
Well, and that's it. Well, remember what he said, though. Technically, I don't have to.
Well, that's true. Why did he say that? What was his basis because in saying that?
I'm sure lawyers have told him, you don't have to fucking do anything.
Is this anything we want our president to be saying? Oh, God. I can't believe so many people voted for this loon.
It's beyond crazy.
It's so crazy, man. So is he going to, so when he takes office, he's going to own Trump Steaks.
I don't know if Trump Steaks are still.
Is that around? Is that not
maybe.
A thing
yeah.
Anymore?
Yeah. Maybe. Hmm. I think they're just like Omaha Steaks and he scrapes off Omaha and writes Trump.
Trump with a Sharpie. Does the same thing with Trump water, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. So yesterday,
yes,
it was a rough day, a horrible terror event in Germany.
Right.
Direct result to the bloodied hands of Angela Merkel, apparently.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
According to Drudge. And the also the script, the televised event, basically. Now there's all these multiple views of that Russian ambassador getting gunned down.
Dude, that is insane.
So weird. That guy was a cop, an actual policeman.
Yeah.
And in the video, the Russian ambassador is speaking at the podium, and that guy's kind of just like wandering around in the background looking at the art. Like he's supposed to be there. Like he's part of security.
He blended in.
And then at one point he just turns around and bang, 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 bang. And then I didn't realize he walked up to him and put the last one in his head.
Oh, shit.
Like he made sure he was done.
Oh, I didn't see that
I think
that
is what
part.
Happened. Yeah.
All I saw was him standing around and then cable news isn't showing. Did you watch it on the computer?
I have seen it. Yeah, I've seen the whole thing and all of its horribleitude.
Yeah, yeah.
He
looked like knowing that he was just pretending, you know, to look at the paintings in the background. I didn't buy it, you know, when he was walking around back there. I didn't think he did a good job of just living in that moment and really.
Well, but Ryan.
But I mean, he did.
This was not some random.
Yes.
Terrorist event. This wasn't some loony who got radicalized. This was, according to someone.
Yes.
A quote, highly scripted.
Right.
Prepared event.
Okay. Was Kanye behind it?
And look where we are now. So it's a serious situation when the ambassador to Turkey gets killed from Russia, another ambassador, another diplomat gets killed in Moscow, Putin's best buddy and driver gets killed in a CIA-style hit, or they ram into him with a big truck, his favorite way to get you, you know, a reinforced truck. You've got all of this happening.
I don't know.
What does he think?
I don't know
what
he's talking about.
That's
You've got all of this unfolding, and clearly this was all a highly scripted, prepared event. The killing was real. Notice the art that's hanging right behind him.
Here we go. Crazy. Notice the art that's hanging behind him. This is like that shit with Pizzagate. Two doors down,
they've got one of those ducks that you put a quarter in your ride. You know what that means? That's a secret code.
Oh, shit. It's hilarious.
And gets killed at this government-sponsored art show. It's a cannon pointed right at you. It's a message to everybody.
Oh, my God. It's this a photograph a of a Russia. Cannon.
We can script anything we want. We will kill you in front of everybody.
God, he's so nuts.
They're so batshit. And then the other one is a tree with flowers. Explain that one, Alex. What does that mean?
Alex, how do you know this gunman's not a globalist Illuminati assassin?
There's a cannon. And by the way, it's not pointing really at the camera. It's pointing off camera right.
Right.
But it's over the Russian ambassador's shoulder. But it's not.
What does it mean?
It doesn't mean we're going to do this right on TV. It's aimed at you. This gun's aimed at you.
Does anybody, if you listen to Alex Jones for different reasons than I do, I listen for the entertainment. I don't believe his bullshit. I think right. he's a buffoon and he's just kind of hilarious. But if you really believe in what he's saying, does it ever occur to you that this guy, he does a 3-hour, his show is about 3 hours. That's what the advertisement.
Man.
But that's just him talking. Does it ever occur to anyone that he's just filling time and so he's looking for messages and secret shit because he literally has to fill up 3 hours a fucking day?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Do you know what I mean?
Look at the tie he's wearing. Yeah. I think that's a double Windsor.
He talked about Kanye for a half hour being in the Illuminati. True. I mean, come on, man.
Trying to escape the Illuminati.
Kanye, I don't know. I don't know.
That is a direct message, like wrapping two fish in a body armor of Luca Brasi in The Godfather. Sleeps with the fishes.
Jeez.
It's like telling everybody there'll be no autopsy when it's first announced that Scalia died a few hours ago. And then having him be part of some secret society meeting and telling you he was part of it. And then saying he was found with a pillow on his face.
He was not found with a pillow on his face. That's a lie.
You know,
And he wasn't a secret society. Right. Some weird hunting. It wasn't a secret society. It's some weird fucked up hunting society, right?
Do you believe in the... they're talking about no autopsy for Scalia. It just made me think. Do you believe that we killed bin Laden?
Sure.
Do you think we killed him when we said we killed him, or was it earlier and we just...
No, I think we... No, we think George Bush did it. We would have heard that shit. That would have been on billboards.
Some lunatic was talking to me about it last night, and he was like, well, then why didn't they take time to take pictures of the body to prove it?
They did.
Yeah, but why didn't they do an autopsy and all this other shit?
On bin Laden?
Yeah, I don't know. They just brought that
up. I think the hole in the middle of his forehead is the cause of death.
Yeah, I know. I don't. Some people are convinced that bin Laden was not killed that night. He was killed years before.
I see.
I don't know. There's some YouTube videos everyone should watch.
I'm sure there are. Don't forget that YouTube video that proves Obama's gay and Michelle's a man.
I love that one.
That was a message. You get in line, other Supreme Court justices, or you're dead. By the way.
So he's dead. So he thinks Scalia got snuffed. He thinks 80 something year old, big fat, lard eaten Scalia was somehow a shock of a tragedy that he had a grabber on a hunting expedition.
I think I know, and I think you know what killed Scalia. It was cholesterol.
I would say, probably.
Globalist cholesterol.
I have that from Supreme Court justices. That I'm absolutely right about the death threats. But see, the whole takeover failed, didn't it? And now, who gets to talk to the president? Who gets to talk to the Supreme Court justices? Matt Drudge, Alex Jones.
Oh. Listen to him crowing. Who gets to talk to the Supreme Court justices? Matt Drudge, Alex Jones.
Are real cabinet members, are they going to have the ear of Alex Jones?
He seems to think
he's going to have influence.
Trump called him. Called Jones.
I'm beginning to think Cal Exit needs to happen and we need to start funding or buying the military. I mean, how much to buy America's military off of them?
I think it's probably pricey.
Even if we take over Mexico and commandeer the cocaine trade.
And it totally is pissing them off. 30 days out. They will do anything, including starting wars, assassinating Trump,
You name it, they will do anything they can. Because I don't get up here and brag about the fact that we've now become the talking points memo for the intelligence agencies, for the military, for the president-elect. And it's not because we just made all this up.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes, it is because you made all of it up.
And they hear it and then believe it. They already know this and more.
Oh, God.
They just can't release classified information. So they say, listen to Alex Jones. He knows what's going on. And I'm not given classified information most of the time over the years.
Hold on a second. So he's hinting that he's been given classified information. Well,
bullshit.
Shouldn't he be in jail?
Absolutely.
For receiving classified emails.
Right.
Or classified information.
He's a traitor.
Certainly not from the sources I just mentioned. I already know how it works. I've reverse engineered the whole thing.
Oh, I see. He took that shit apart.
Oh, yes.
Put it back together.
He reverse engineered it.
Reverse engineered the whole thing. Oh,
did you know Alex Jones was just brilliant?
Apparently.
God.
Man.
Most of the time over the years. Certainly not from the sources I just mentioned. I already know how it works. I've reverse engineered the whole thing. And we've got a better handle on how this works than pretty much anybody who's public. Are there analysts that know more than I do? Absolutely. Are there all sorts of people smarter than I am? Yes. But nobody went and built a media operation to talk about it.
Oh, boy.
I see what he's saying. He's saying that that what he's built at InfoWars.
His shit tower?
Yes. It's nothing's better. The only thing better than InfoWars is the CIA and the FBI. Or an analyst. Any other analyst might know more.
But nobody built a media empire to get that information out, Ryan.
I don't mean to make the show about Alex Jones, but last night he was talking about how his site got hacked and how they have a whole store where you can go buy, you know, drugs, like supplements and shit like
dick
that.
Dick pills and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And I guess the store was down and he was all upset. He was putting a call to action to his listeners, because he was losing money, but now the store's back up.
Was it the Illuminati targeting some kind of cyber attack?
They're trying to silence us with these cyber attacks. Now our store's back open. You have to go to our, and then he says, you have to go to our store right now before they take it down again.
Oh, yeah. That's the same shit that Jim Baker kind of says,
damn,
right?
Damn, that's such bullshit. These people buy this. This is so fucking horrible. And everything has, like, copper and shit, and, like, in, I don't know. Lots of weird additives he sells or supplements. Very strange. To help your cognitive processes. That's what he's trying to help you with.
Apparently there's a I don't know if it's a petition going around or if it's I think it's change.org or maybe I saw it, but yesterday I saw Robert Reich, former labor secretary.
Yes.
A giant steaming lib.
Ooh, yummy.
And vociferously anti-Trump.
Yes.
Was forwarding something that he had heard, and he thinks it's a great fucking idea.
Okay.
Would be, you know, that Donnie and friends
right
are having trouble. I was going to say getting A-listers, but they're having trouble getting D-listers.
What about the Osmonds? They're kind of right-wing conservatives. They're Mormons.
Yeah, but
they're into
after
Jesus.
What he did to Mitt Romney.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
They're blackballed from Donnie and Marie.
Not black.
If they're alive.
Yeah.
They're alive.
Donnie and Marie both are still with us,
prove
I believe,
it.
Yes. So the idea is now that what about putting together, I think they were calling it like the Freedom Concert.
Oh, I love this
or
so
something.
Much.
But you get together all the real stars.
Hell yes.
To put together a big fucking charity show.
Oh my God.
At the exact moment of the inaugural balls.
And nobody
or whatever, the inauguration show.
I think it's called the inaugural balls.
And that it would drive him up the fucking wall.
An anti-Trump rally to raise money for all kinds of great organizations.
And
with real stars that real people are going to watch. So take away ratings from his shit show.
I love that. That's the best idea I've ever heard.
So it's flying around the social medias. I don't know if this is just one of these.
Got to happen.
God, this would be great if it would happen, but it ain't going to happen. But there ain't much time.
You told me it was going to be hosted by Alec Baldwin.
That was one of the ideas.
Playing Trump.
Yeah, it was to have Alec Baldwin host it as Trump.
I love that. That's a great idea. We got to do that.
Lose his mind. He would lose his fucking mind.
That's got to happen. Right? Somebody's got to make that happen.
So keep your eyes peeled. The internet's trying to make it happen now.
Right.
It started out probably as a ha ha ha. Wouldn't this be great? And now the internet's be trying to make it happen.
Hey, Libs, if you need a venue, you can use mine in L.A. It's the Lotus Lounge, Vermonica and Santa Monica. Vermonica Boulevard and Santa Monica.
40 whole people in there.
Yeah, right. You might get stabbed. By the way, come out to New Year's Eve, the Lotus Lounge in Los Angeles. We're going to ring in the new year with music.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. God, that's insane. So if I was Lee Greenwood, I'm signing up for that anti-Trump thing. Lee Greenwood, the guy that sings Proud to Be an American.
Yeah.
Because he's in talks.
Still, apparently. What's going on? What are these negotiations?
Leverage?
What does Lee Greenwood have on his fucking rider that they can't supply?
He hates
supply?
Trump. Oh. He must hate Trump. That's got to be it. He's got to hate him so much. Otherwise, I don't remember hearing stories in the past. Do you remember artists saying, no, I will not perform at Obama's inauguration? Of course not.
Yeah.
This is so great. Is Bobby Brown on board or no for Trump?
I'm thinking Bobby Brown might not be a Trump pansy. Trumpalo, Trump pansy. Yeah, yeah.
Richard Marx.
I'll save that for Faithless Friday. I just saw a headline. Don't forget, join us every weekday here at 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, live 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Coast. Then we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Be kind enough to leave us a nice review on the Stitcher or the iTunes.
That's
if you
right.
Enjoy us.
Is Christmas on Friday?
No,
that's 23rd.
Sunday.
Right. Normal broadcast schedule.
Correct.
Yeah.
Little slap fight going on between former POTUS and POTUS.
Right.
The
POTUS. No, POTUS. You're right.
President-elect
POTUS
of the United States.
POTE.
Bill Clinton and Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
Apparently taking some snipes at each other. There was a report out that Bill Clinton had said
some shitty things.
Something to the effect of Donald Trump doesn't know anything.
He's stupid. I mean, that doesn't mean he's a bad... I mean, Trump, yeah, I'm going to say Trump's a bad guy. I don't care. Who cares what I think? But he's not saying Trump's a bad guy. He's just dumb. I have friends that are dumb.
Right?
I still like them.
It's his old golf buddy.
Yeah.
There was an interview with a local newspaper that... allegedly, Bill Clinton said that in the newspaper
was an elector yesterday.
I hate those autoplay videos.
Oh yeah, listen to Hollywood Hick every day on the sevens and at midnight.
In the interview, I guess they said that Trump called Clinton after the election, and that Clinton had said that Trump doesn't know much. It was the Bedford and Pound Ridge Record Review, a small Pound Ridge.
Hello.
A small weekly newspaper near the New York home of the Clintons.
Okay.
They said that the former president spoke to them at a bookstore or something like that.
Right.
Trump
was at a bookstore?
He was a little pissed. No. Former president.
Oh, okay.
Clinton.
Sorry.
They said he veered between defiance and bitterness, blaming FBI Director James Comey, urging voters to stay vigilant, stay alert, and see where this changing political reality takes us.
He said Comey cost her the election.
He's pissed, man.
So at another point, asked about the role played in the election by Russian hacking, former President Clinton said, "You would have to have a single-digit IQ to not recognize what was going on."
Well, Bill, the sad thing is that there's a lot of that.
There is.
A lot of single-digitness. Sad.
He said he marveled at Trump's phone call the day after the election at his tone, saying that Trump was acting like it was 15 years ago when they were still buds and playing golf and shit. Like, "Hey, Bill, what'd you think about this? Didn't Ivanka look great in that white dress?"
I mean, the shit he said about Hillary, I mean, that's his wife. I mean,
he brought the alleged rape accusers of Bill Clinton to the debate.
He's not going to be your friend anymore.
And sat them in the front fucking row.
Did he bring Jennifer Flowers?
Yeah.
Trump.
Maybe that one.
Listen, but Donald.
A bunch of them. I don't know specifically Jennifer Flowers was there.
I mean, as an entertainer, you have to appreciate theatricality, no matter how shitty it is. But that was ridiculous.
I don't think Bill's ready to forgive.
Bill is not getting over it before he dies. He's never going to like you.
According to CNN, it says, despite Trump's overtures, Clinton seemed less inclined to let bygones be bygones.
He hates him.
And took a shot at Trump, claiming that he won in a landslide. Bill Clinton said, "Landslide? I got something like 370 electoral votes."
Yeah.
That was a landslide.
Damn! Bam! There you go.
Bottom five, I believe, by the way. Bottom five or six of all the elections, losers? Trump's margin of win.
Oh, yeah.
Electoral margin
of win.
Right, right.
So he was near the bottom.
So when he says landslide, that's another fucking lie.
Yeah, in the context of another election in another country, that could be true. But not in our election.
Yeah, Putin gets like 93%, 95%. And that other 7%, Siberia.
Yeah. Putin campaigns differently. You know,
right?
Vote for me or I'll kill your family.
So allegedly, Bill Clinton also said he knows nothing. And Trump decided today to retaliate in the only way that he knows how.
Yes.
5:03 a.m. on today.
Right. Light him up, baby.
Two tweets. Bill Clinton stated that I called him after the election. Wrong. He called me with parentheses with a very nice congratulations. With a very nice congratulations.
That's a weird ass prepositional phrase, man.
Close parentheses.
Yes.
He, quote, doesn't know much.
Yes.
..
Okay.
And then we know how Trump is, that it takes him several minutes to compose his multiple tweets in between. And sure enough,
you know,
7 minutes later, after ..
Right.
He said, especially how to get people, even with an unlimited budget, out to vote in vital swing states and more. They focused on wrong states.
Okay, maybe they did. But you focused on all the right-wing nut job racist lunatics, and you stooped way low, and you got the racists out to vote, and you won. Congratulations. Well, that's what happened, dickhead.
The full remarks from Clinton was, he said, Trump doesn't know much, but the one thing he does know is how to get angry white men to vote for him.
That, hey, that's true. Nobody can argue that. You know, it's when you... I don't understand this Trump tweeting thing. The ellipses must be threats. You know what I mean? Because it... The idea of the passage of time between tweets, whoever he's tweeting at, he's
it's a commercial break. It's a cliffhanger.
Do you think he's giving them time to pick up the bat phone and to make it right?
No, he's laying in his bed with toe separators. Are you kidding me?
Why do people use those? I've seen those. Why do you use a toe separator?
To paint your toenails?
Oh, really? It's not an orthopedic thing?
Or if you've got gnarly toes.
Got it.
I think Jimmy Connors used to wear toe separators when he played tennis because he had some gnarly toes that would
Is that your story to tell?
I could be breaking news here.
Oh, my God. Jimmy, please tweet in. Is that true?
I've known other tennis players who were.
You toe separators?
Toe separators while they're playing.
But if you, but to me, the passage of time sort of takes away the need for an ellipsis. Because an ellipsis is a broken thought. And I could see how if you're... You don't need the ellipses if you're coming, if you're ending your tweet and you're retweeting 7 minutes later, that passage of time is an understood ellipses. You don't need actual fucking ellipses.
Okay.
It's just, I don't know, it bothers me. It's just, it's odd.
So the Donald tweeted that out and then.
Yes.
Bill Clinton.
Oh, shit, man.
Trump was insistent. Wrong. He called me. Several hours later, Bill Clinton tweeted, "Here's one thing Donald Trump and I can agree on. I called him after the election."
He's a smart ass. Oh, God, that's funny.
So I'm not sure. I didn't read the actual piece in the whatever the that small town newspaper was, whether they had actually said, quoted Bill Clinton as saying that Trump called him. I don't know if it actually says that. Trump may have just picked that up himself, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So who knows?
Was it sent by an android?
It was a bot.
Okay. No, I mean, like, that Twitter, was it sent from Donald's?
Yes. At Real Donald Trump.
What is up with their country? Can you imagine? This fucking guy is going to be our fucking president, man. Oh, shit.
And Trump's Twitter, if you go to his Twitter, you can see all the fun responses.
Oh, yeah. People love him.
From people.
What is his approval rating going to be after 1 week in office? After one fucking week?
Well, he's already going in, I think, as the lowest approval rating ever for somebody going into.
Damn.
Oh, wait a second.
Yes.
This is interesting.
Okay.
A new tweet,
right?
3 hours ago. This is really interesting. One of the big...
Is he coming out of the closet?
Well, I this is going to drive Alex Jones crazy.
Oh, shit.
Because Alex Jones talks about this guy all the time. And a lot of times in the comment section, when some of the Trump trolls are bitching about the New York Times, they say it's nothing but fake news owned by that evil Mexican Carlos Slim.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Donald Trump 3 hours ago. Yes, it is true. Carlos Slim, the great businessman from Mexico, called me about getting together for a meeting. We met, all caps, "He is a great guy!" Exclamation point.
Jeez.
He's the owner of the New York Times.
Right.
Which Donald Trump has been tweeting about being a failed newspaper.
So now the New York Times might smarten up and change their tone against
Donald. I doubt that. We'll see. I hope not.
I mean, he owns the paper, this Carlos Slim.
But that just shows you that what they say about Trump is true, that you really...
Just flatter him.
Right. And he'll forget any past indiscretion, apparently. As long as he suck his dick now.
Oh, yes. Suck it now.
Right?
Because it might not be available later.
I mean, he called up Bill Clinton, was like, "Hey," or Bill Clinton called him, and Trump was like, "Hey, man, what's going down? You want to do a quick back nine?"
He, you know, his expectations of people are odd.
And Clinton's like, "You brought the woman who said I raped her to sit across from me.
I hate you. I understand you were doing political theater. We all do that. I get it. But I hate you. And I don't want to spend time with you, you bore.
I just wanted to win."
Bill Clinton's not stupid. He's not an idiot. Maybe he doesn't enjoy Trump. Or maybe he used to.
So that's interesting. I can't wait to hear about what the new, what the latest from Alex Jones is. I mean, isn't he going to be a little pissed about the Carlos Slim thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe. Well, I'll bet Trump read him the riot act. Told him, "You stop printing that bullshit. We're going to sue your balls off."
Yeah. That's probably what he'll do. I mean, I don't know. These guys, these right-wing nutjob broadcasters are able to, you know, rationalize anything. So
Yes.
I mean, that's
or,
true.
I guess Jesus rationalize is a...
Yeah, rationalize. That's the worst use of rationalize ever.
Yeah. Ugh. Irrationalize it.
Yes.
One of the tweets was, I can't believe you're fighting with Bill Clinton. Go to a damn briefing.
Yeah, right. Hey, go learn about the country that you're about to be in charge of.
I don't need that.
Isn't there like things people do before they're president? They sit down with like somebody who tells them what the fuck is up, explains the job. Does he get a manual? Does the State Department even give him anything?
Well, he probably ordered President for Dummies.
Oh, yeah. There's probably...
I don't know that there's a big call
God
for that.
Damn it. I wish that was there. That's not a bad idea.
That's why Obama says he's helping him. And that's why Michelle Obama, who was trending yesterday because of her... she was trending because she did that interview with Oprah.
Yes.
And she said, you know, a lot of people, this is what not having hope feels like.
Right.
But we can't do that. You know, she's being very positive and everything. And she even said, you know, this is why we're helping the incoming administration. They want to help because that's the thing to do. She said, they go low, we go high. She said, nobody wanted to give Barack, none of the Republicans wanted to give Barack the benefit of the doubt to work with him when he came in.
Yes.
And she said, there's the tendency to want to do that, but we should work with them. Now I'm screaming in the background. No!
Right.
Don't go high.
Well, I mean, she
we're done going high.
Doesn't want her kids to be raised in a thermonuclear hellscape.
Right.
Maybe there's that. Did you notice in that interview, she mentioned that the Bushes were very like nice and accommodating.
To them, right?
During the transition.
Yeah.
I wonder how Trump's going to be on his way out. I mean, if this world even lasts through a term of his. When he transitions out.
If he's allowed out. Holy shit.
Hell no.
There's a fireworks market.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Done blowed up in Mexico City. 60 people hurt. Holy shit, there's video. Oh. Good God, it's really like nobody was killed, right? It says 60 people hurt. I hope none were hurt badly, but maybe somebody should put some music over this because it would be dun dun dun
yeah,
dun
yeah,
dun.
Yeah.
Holy God. Crap, man! There's a lot of blowing up going on down in Mexico City. We hope people aren't injured.
What are all of our neighbors? Come 4th of July. I mean, is this gonna? Will there still be fireworks for the people of Koreatown and Los Angeles to shoot off for all the fucking holidays that apparently goddamn exist?
And if not, they'll just shoot off their guns in the air.
I know. There's a lot of fireworks in that neighborhood.
Yeah, that's a hell time.
Yes. The dog does not like them.
Loses her fucking mind.
Dogs don't understand shit that blows up because, actually, I don't really get it either. So ease off on the fireworks.
Well, I get it. It's fun to watch and blow shit up.
No,
it's fun.
But it's so much. These poor fucking dogs. Well, none of these dogs know. They don't know what's going on, man.
Yeah, it's kind of taking the fun away from it now, knowing that if you're doing it in a neighborhood, it's just an absolute positive that there's somewhere there's at least one dog.
Freaking the fuck out.
Terrified, hiding, thinking
this
the world is ending. Yeah.
This one's freaking out, at least.
Follow us on the Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget, tweet us. Etc. Spread the crabs, share the crabs.
Yes.
And all of that. I've got a little bit of good news.
What?
With a slight asterisk.
Okay. Oh, so it's not good news.
Well, no, it is.
Good news is just good news.
But there's a law that's been signed, and there are some that have concerns about parts of it. But President Barack Hussein Obama.
Kenyan, Muslim, hooker.
Signed into law the Frank Wolf International Religious Freedom Act, which would give one pause initially, especially in this country, because usually when we say something about religious freedom, that means we're going to ram a cross in your ass.
Time to get fucked.
But this law actually,
yes,
shockingly. Passed by Congress.
Okay.
Specifically protects also
atheists,
yay,
humanists, and other free thinkers from religious prosecution.
Yeah, fuck off.
Congress passed it last week with overwhelming bipartisan support. Barack Hussein signed it into law last Friday on the 16th.
Awesome.
It explicitly protects atheists, humanists, and other non-theists, upgrading the 1998 International Religious Freedom Act. Specifically, it says, quote, "The freedom of thought, conscience, and religion is understood to protect theistic and non-theistic beliefs."
Oh, okay.
"As well as the right not to profess or practice any religion."
Oh, okay.
So they added that in there.
Right.
Before it was one of these, you know, where these idiots say, freedom of religion, not freedom from.
Oh, God.
Which, if you have even the tiniest two brain cells to rub fucking together, you can
know that. I don't.
Logically.
Fuck you.
Unless there's only your religion.
I'm stupid. That's the way I fucking like it.
You can't be. You can't have freedom of without freedom from, because
you're
free from all the rest of them.
Jesus.
We just want to be free from all of them.
I ain't making no gay wedding cake, stupid.
It says President Obama was the first president to explicitly acknowledge non-believers in his inaugural address, too. Oh, remember that?
I remember it.
He said, I don't remember his exact wording, but it was believers or non-believers or something like that. I mean, he specifically...
baby-eating atheist. That's what he said.
You're right. The American Humanist Association is happy celebrating, saying this is a good thing, especially after all these murders of people in Bangladesh and shit. People going after... This is an international kind of agreement.
Okay.
But there are some concerns I saw from some others that there's still vagaries in it, and that it could also be interpreted as saying, well, there's no restrictions. Like if somebody wants to have animal sacrifices or something heinous like that, that they're thinking that there may not, they may have actually not put enough protections in for shit like that. It may protect some of that.
On the third day, we will bleed the gerbil.
But for the most part, I think, it's being celebrated as a move forward. So, of course, Trump will unsign it.
Well, I was about ask you, at Vile Experience, will atheists be recognized on this inauguration? What do we call this, by the way? Is it inauguration 2017 or is it 2016 because that was the year of the election?
17. It's January 20th, so.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
You guys might be able to hear Kate barking at her food back in the green room.
Yes.
Talking to the guests.
She's a tyrant.
We don't have any guests. So there you go. Everything that's going on with Obama and the atheists.
Right.
You mentioned this a little bit earlier, this other story here. Hinted about it, I guess, or touched upon it.
Touched.
Good touch.
What that show with Kiefer? Kiefer Sutherland, like, touched or something.
Oh, God, where he had the kid.
Yeah, horrible.
Jake.
Jeez.
I think Kiefer, that was the kid's name.
Just be in that 24 show and don't do anything else. That's what I like you in.
This is out of the Montana.
Fuck you.
And apparently some of these Trump supporters.
They're a little scary.
Are already thrilled, and this white supremacist group has put out a call to action. I don't know the Nazi symbol in the air, like the bat signal. I mean,
that's right. I never
you see a big swastika up in the sky.
I don't want to hear about any Nazis doing any kind of call to action.
The Daily Stormer, which we've mentioned before.
Yeah, Nazi shitbags.
White Nazi shit rag. Posted one of their take actions against Jewish people in Whitefish, Montana.
Whitefish. That's the only kind of fish I like, boy.
And I don't... It's because...
Yes?
That white nationalist Dick Cheese, Richard Spencer, he's the guy that hosted that that meeting in Washington where they said, "Hail Trump." Yeah. Hail Trump, and they stood up and did the Nazi fucking salute at the end, right? My
God, who did we elect?
This asshole.
Ugh.
Apparently his mother has a business in town, and they're mad because something's going on with their business.
Okay.
It claims, the story at the Daily Stormer claims the, quote, vicious evil race.
Okay.
The Jews.
The globalists.
Has harmed the whitefish business of Richard Spencer's mother. It quotes, so the Daily Stormer quotes the Daily Mail.
Right.
The British tabloid that apparently there was a story that said that his mother is being forced to sell the building she owns in the small town.
Okay.
Because residents are rebelling against her son.
Right.
The Daily Stormer then went and posted and doxed people.
Holy
shit. Doxed the Jews of Whitefish.
Put them on a list.
Posted phone numbers, email addresses, Twitter handles of the Whitefish residents it alleges are harassing Sherry Spencer, along with a disclaimer that it opposes violence. So here's where they live.
But we, of course,
that's a hit list.
Violence.
That is thuggery.
Yes.
That is evil ass thuggery. They are saying, hey, here's a list of people to go fuck up.
Richard Spencer is president and director of the National Policy Institute.
Yes.
Which, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, is a hate group dedicated, quote, to the heritage, identity, and future of people of European descent in the United States and around the world.
What a bunch of idiots.
He's thinking of running for Congress.
Oh, okay.
In Montana.
Boy.
If... this one representative, I guess, is being, he's polishing his nipples up to try to get Trump to name him head of the Department of the Interior, Ryan Zinke.
Zinke.
And if that happens, then there'll be a vacated seat, and Spencer says he's going to run for that.
Oh, good. Lots of possibilities. If you're a white supremacist for Trump, you know.
FYI, over at the Daily Stormer, there's a tab called, quote, Jewish problem.
Oh, God.
Just so you know.
Great.
And also they ask for donations from readers using the plea, these bastards are always at our throats.
God.
Would that work for us? Hey, go to our Amazon haul. These bastards are always at our throats.
Yeah, really. How creepy, man.
It was written by a guy identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center. His name is Andrew Anglin, as, quote, a prolific internet troll.
Oh, yes.
He uses a vulgar term to describe Jews, also uses slurs against other minorities on the site. The call for action in Whitefish says, so then, let's hit him up. And y'all ready for an old-fashioned troll storm?
Oh, my God.
The some of the people who are involved in the post are in a group called Love Lives Here, which is a group fighting discrimination. So, yeah, of course, they're evil.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
They're anti-discrimination.
I need my right to be intolerant.
And they were founded in 2009 in response to screenings of pro-Hitler films by white separatist group called Kalispell Pioneer Little Europe.
Oh, my God. What the fuck does that mean? Kalispell Pioneer Little Europe.
Now, the Daily Stormer calls Love Lives Here.
Yes.
The Love Lives
a
Here group.
Right.
A Jew terrorist group.
This is all in this little area in Montana.
Whitefish fucking Montana.
God, where in the hell is that, man? Who knows? I'm just kind
of
curious.
The mayor of Whitefish, Mayor John Mulfield.
Yeah.
Mulfeld.
God, he better step up and make everybody calm down and quit being racist.
Earlier this month, signed a proclamation declaring, among other things, the city of Whitefish repudiates the ideas and ideology of the white nationalist and so-called alt-right.
Well, that's good.
As a direct affront to our community's core values and principles.
Well, good. That's good. Okay, taken care of. Then now is he going to go and ferret these guys out?
The chairman of Love Lives Here, Will Randall, said that their organization has never promoted the idea of a protest or a boycott of any building. And one of the people, it says, that the Daily Stormer has targeted for its troll storm.
Yes.
Is a, quote, beloved member of our community who just entered into this conversation trying to help. So somebody like was started tweeting or something, trying to be the voice of reason.
Right.
Now they're like, troll them.
God. The Whitefish has a population of 6,357.
Oh boy.
In the 2010 census. So. God, that's a tiny town, man. Imagine if you're living in that town and you're being chased down by white supremacists.
Ugh. The Daily Stormer apparently posted pictures of several of the Whitefish residents, including a kid.
Are you kidding me?
With the yellow Star of David. And the word Judah, J-U-D-E, German for Jew, attached to each photo. Now, if they're not Nazis,
then what's a Nazi?
Why? What's with the German?
Again, these people, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck.
Goose steps like a duck.
God damn it, it's got little Nazi feathers. It's a Nazi duck.
This
is ridiculous.
So there you go. Will Randall of the Love Lives Here said that he's kind of numb to the Nazi symbolism because he does a lot of research into neo-Nazi groups. Quote, but when your own personal friends are affected, it's gut-wrenching. These are some of the best people around. Seeing them attacked because they're Jewish or have a Jewish-sounding name
is insane.
It's disgusting. So some of these people have nothing to do with this. They're just Jewish. Their name sounds Jewish, and they live in Whitefish.
It's as if these Nazis are stupid and hateful.
Oh, hard to believe, right?
By the way, the World Indoor Golf Championship has been held in Whitefish for over 16 years.
Damn.
A 9-hole miniature golf tournament. So that's what they're known for. Mini golf championship.
9 holes. That's it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. We are going to be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes and Stitcher. Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit through our hole, buy it at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go to Amazon. It helps us out. Helps us pay the bills here.
We get paid.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy down here in the Panhandle. Find out where and when. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com. Go to his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy. Or go to his Instagram, at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we will be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
I have to play the ending. Give me 5 seconds.
Shit.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Hey, fuck you, Nazis.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.